on this program, I always like to say tune in love. It's all about tuning in love here as we're tuning in live, right? And the next part of the show is really, I think, a great example of tuning in love, and you'll understand in a minute. I was going to have Leanne Campbell on the program to talk about Global Roots, her Total Health Conference, and at the last minute she couldn't make it, and she got two wonderful people to take her place, and the first one is Del Saroof. Are you here, Del?
Hello, Karen. How are you?
Hi. How are you? I'm great.
I'm great.
So I wanted to continue with the same tuning in love. Here you are. You're helping out Leanne in the very last minute, and that's great teamwork and lovely. And
I'm a big fan of Leanne Campbell and the Campbell family in general, so I'm glad to do my part, especially as I help them to spread their message of tuning in love and creating a healthier world through a compassionate cause.
Yeah, well, I have this goal to have the entire Campbell family on my show. I like to have dynasties on my program, and we have a few vegan dynasties.
Yeah, this is a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't believe that. We're going to be talking with Dr. Campbell a little bit, but he has wonderful children, and they're all doing great things for this plant-based world.
Yeah, I would love to say, you know, I love my family, but if they were helping me in that kind of supporting way, I would definitely feel some heavy love.
Yeah, heavy love. I like that. Okay, I've told you this before, but when I think of you, I think of all the great things you do with cauliflower that people don't really think cauliflower is for.
Yeah, I know, right? I think cauliflower is the magic food, as much as kale. And I know I get in trouble every time I say that. Kale and sweet potatoes are up there, but, man, I can do some fun things with cauliflower.
Yeah, so I get a weekly delivery from a company called Go Organic NYC. We just got our delivery today, and I've got a little cauliflower in there. What should I do with it?
Well, I'm always going to tell you to puree it. Now, although, have you seen lately they're doing cauliflower pizza crust, so they're kind of grating it and using it as a pizza crust, but I haven't tried that yet, so I can't speak to it. But I tell you what, I make a cauliflower cream sauce, and just like any traditional cream sauce, you can do with it what you will. So in my Forks Over Knives cookbook, there's a spinach and sweet potato lasagna. And so I made a spinach cream sauce using pureed cauliflower, a little bit of pine nuts, spinach, thyme, some shallots, and garlic. And the flavor is amazing. And it has that rich, creamy mouthfeel, but without the dairy. And in a world where, I have to say, people are kind of leery of tofu. I'm a fan of tofu, and I think in moderation it's a perfectly fine food. But in a world where people are leery of tofu, here's an alternative that also puts another vegetable on the plate. Right?
I like that. You know, we just jumped in here, and I didn't really give any background to who you are, although I want to thank that everybody out there knows Chef Del Saroof. But we've had him on the program before. He is the author of The Forks Over Knives, the cookbook, and also Better Than Vegan. And you've also lost a lot of pounds. And I'm wondering, how's that going these days?
It's up and down. It's going well right now. Winter's always hard for me. And you know, I've been working on – I worked for years on just getting the diet right have done well at that. But, you know – part of being healthy overall and being a healthy individual is dealing with the total package. And so for me, as someone who grew up on binge and yo-yo diets and was an emotional eater, and I'm going to talk about that at the Global Roots Conference, being an emotional eater had other consequences that sort of came to the surface. And I've been working really hard, and I'm really happy that I've at least come to the level of consciousness to be able to do so. But working hard on my emotional eating, and it's paying off. So I'm on track, which means I'm losing weight again and at a slow and steady pace, and I'm happy to be where I'm at.
Good. That sounds good. All right, let's just talk a little bit about this Total Health Conference, because that's one of the reasons why Leanne was going to be on the program and one of the reasons why she's not today, because I understand she had to run down to the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, getting ready for that. So it's a big event. And, you know, my first time there was in October. I did 4 cooking classes and over the 8 days and helped oversee the food and everything. And it's at a beautiful, beautiful resort. But there's a lot that goes into it, because putting on a program like this in a country like the Dominican Republic takes a little bit of give and take. In other words, it's not they don't have all of the same kinds of tools there that we have here, and so I'm sure planning that takes a little bit of effort every time on her part.
I was curious about that, because I was remembering just before this program started, and I was thinking what we were going to be talking about. I did some food demos in Brazil for the International Vegetarian Congress, more than 10 years ago. I'm not sure when it was. And, you know, I put some recipes together that I liked, didn't really think much about it, sent off my grocery list, and I show up in Brazil. And, you know, they didn't have some of the ingredients that I thought were just normal. And I don't even remember what those are anymore. Thinking on my feet, what am I doing in this food demo when I don't have all the ingredients?
I had the same encounter in the Dominican Republic at a beautiful resort that is absolutely seems like it would have just everything that you would ever want. But a couple of things that I ran into is they didn't have, you know, the kitchen was used to doing a large production deal. So the basics of pots and pans, they do everything by weight. They didn't even have measuring spoons. So I'm doing a baking demo, and I couldn't even measure my baking powder or my spices out for that. I had to guess. Luckily, it all turned out well after 26 years of being in the kitchen. They didn't have, you know, you won't find silken tofu in the Dominican Republic. You might if you go to Santiago, if you're in one of the major cities, but we're at a resort on the north coast. So, we had to do a little bit of give and take and make it work, and it did.
I visit Costa Rica from time to time, and it's hard finding dark leafy green vegetables there. And it's a little more popular in certain locations where the gringos, unfortunately, are taking over.
Right.
And they demand it, and they grow some on the organic farms. But I was wondering what's the green scene in the Dominican Republic?
You know, we didn't see, you know, here we start making salads out of every kind of green imaginable, from baby kale to the mixed greens that you find, and all of oak leaf and all of those. You don't see so much of that there. You'll see a couple of basic things that they have on hand. But I didn't see, like, chard, and they have their own greens. And they have some produce I've never seen before. I got to go to an organic produce stand up in the mountains, and the person who was our guide that was with us kept buying and feeding us these unusual fruits and such, and I was in heaven trying all these new things. But when it came down, if I wanted to get a kale salad, you weren't going to see that as readily. You had to really rearrange that ahead of time to make that happen. So, but you know what they did have is, you know, the traditional diet down there is a very starchy diet. So they ate bananas every day for breakfast, some sort of a mashed green banana, and then lots of squash and sweet potatoes and things like that are very abundant there.
There are some fruits that taste like sweet potato that are, you don't have to cook them. It's like they're already cooked.
Oh, wow.
And they're just like a fruit.
Uh-huh. Well, I was amazed at how much like a potato an underripe banana tastes like when it's boiled and then mashed.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot like a potato. You could probably feed it to some people who may not know the difference.
And there are lots of different kinds of bananas. You know, we just see one kind here, and there are more bananas that probably taste more like potato because they're starchier.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure that's the case. And, you've seen a few in some of the organic stores, like the small red bananas that you see and such. But I've heard the same thing, that there are tons of different varieties out there that we never see. And that's typical of, you know, the American diet. When we travel abroad, I think the exciting thing is to open up your taste bud and to embrace what is new to you, because we get the same old thing here. And I kind of like a little bit of adventure in my eating and I'm welcoming new experiences and new taste buds.
Yeah, I agree. You know, nature is going may actually make us have more varieties, at least in terms of the banana. I've been hearing this for decades, that the Cavendish banana is not going to be able to survive much longer because there are these viruses going around and that are knocking them all out. So we're probably going to be seeing more different kinds of bananas, which would be nice.
I do a banana in my smoothie every day, but, you know, the truth be told, that if you were eating more like a bioregional kind of way, I could get my potassium from plenty of sources that are more sustainable, like, you know, potatoes and such. And
have more potassium in them.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, bananas had some great marketing group behind them the potassium,
right?
Because they do not have the most potassium.
Yep. It's really true. So
yes.
I would miss my smoothie, but I'm sure I would find something. I don't know that I would put a potato in my smoothie, but I would miss my banana, but I think life would go on, right?
Yeah. So now just tell me quickly, before we move on to Dr. Campbell, a little bit about this conference, what it's all about and where people can find out about it.
So basically 8 days, 8 days of really sort of immersing yourself in health from the standpoint of cooking and good food. The food's amazing, very, very healthy, so all of your meals are provided for you, and they're all really clean, healthy, lots of fruits and vegetables. And then the education, so bringing in great minds like Dr. Campbell to reiterate for us what the science is telling us and what the most recent science is telling us about the whole foods plant-based diet. Some fun excursions. They have a beautiful botanical gardens. There's a wonderful school that the Campbells support that we go to visit. And so you get to see some of that. And a beautiful resort. So you get all the rest and relaxation you can imagine right on the ocean on top of it. I met some wonderful people. Let me say the people that I met, I've made new friends in the first trip that I was there. And look forward to making more new friends again of like-minded people. Is a really amazing thing to do.
I was looking at the schedule really quickly, and one thing that I saw was that it's not packed from morning until night with speakers, which can get really, really tedious. It's stretch out.
Well, there's plenty of time to exercise. There's plenty of time to stretch out on the beach. Afternoons are yours. You can go on some of the excursions or not. And so it is wide open. So most of the education happens in the morning. There's a Q&A right before dinner. Then there's dinner. Then you're free in the evening. There's plenty of music down by the pool in the evenings if you want to go down and dance and do all that kind of stuff. It's not like you're having this packed in so that you're exhausted at the end of 8 days. It's all about, you know, taking care of the entire being and getting some rest too.
Okay, Del, well, thanks for coming on the show just in a matter of minutes. A last-minute thing. I really appreciate it, and I'm definitely going to open one of your books to make my cauliflower tonight, because you're the cauliflower king.
Make it happen. Nice talking to you, Karen.
Okay, take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. That was Chef Del Saruth.